Bill Bailey, and this is WNEW-FM in New York City at 102.7. We want everybody just to sit back now, if you can, if you're in the position, but turn the volume on the radio up nice and loud. If you're in the car, you're in the perfect place for it. You got to stay in your car for the next 2 hours. As NEW-FM salutes what's something, well, we thought would never go away, 77 Music Radio, WABC. Has recently gone to All Talk, and we just thought we should take a couple hours out because we're the kind of radio station that we are. We appreciate our roots, and a lot of the roots for NEW-FM and the music we're playing lies in Top 40 radio, the AM radio that a lot of us grew up with in the 50s and the 60s. So close your eyes, lean back, and here we go, NEW-FM.
Is 8 minutes after 12 o'clock, and that was Patrice's show. We're playing a lot of the oldies for you.
The Daily Dozen from the Instant Sound Survey on WABC, the swing-along sound of New York.
I think WNEW-FM has been, in the community, a station that has dealt with history of the music that we all enjoy and listen to today. In order to have the music we have today, we had to start somewhere, and that was yesterday. I think most of the people listening, who have been listening and following music through the years, are rock music. Remember WABC, because that was a day in radio at its peak and its heyday where singles were the most popular thing that were happening. Groups and individuals who later became involved more in the music of today began selling single records. There were no concerts to speak of. Once in a while, something might happen on a campus. But this is history, and I think to remember some of our roots is the whole idea behind this program.
WABC, serving New York and America with music in tempo with today.
All righty, let's do it, DeWitt. You and me, big man.
You latched on to Radio 77, WABC. The Swinger in New York Town. The only station with young ideas for New York.
Holy smokes, there's two of them.
Yeah, baby.
Yee-haw! It's now number one on 77 WABC.
Four seasons made it to the top in just 1 week with Ragdoll here in your Dan Ingram show.
WFM salutes WABC 77 Music Radio. I'm Earl Bailey, and in the next few hours, we'll meet a lot of the people who you heard on WABC over the years. A lot of us grew up to it, so we'll pay tribute to it one more time, as WABC has now become Talk Radio 77.
What was going on was a change in technology. The same thing that originally made radio what it was. The radio is a creature of technology. When TV came along, a new technology, radio had to change. Conversely, when FM came along, and the government said FM has to have separate programming from AM, you can't duplicate, another technology came along, and this one was capable of presenting music in a far better way, in that it was in stereo and you could get higher frequencies, you could pick them up, the receivers were of greater quality, and you didn't have the interference and the squeal and the static and the hum associated with AM radios. So there was a new and better way of presenting music.
In the golden days of WABC, Rick Sklar was program director.
So eventually, music would move over, and that's what really happened. Now, the fact that the year that the majority of the music audience shifted to FM, disco happened to be in vogue, was simply a coincidence. It could have been anything. Whatever music was in vogue the year that the technology shift took place, that would be prominent in people's heads as to what finally superseded the WABC. But look, when WABC was up there, it was up there with 15, 20, 25 shares of the market. These little pipsqueaks that call themselves number one today with a 5 or 6 share, that's nothing. They're all chipping away little bits. One guy's got a 7.6, another a 7.3, and then a big deal. It's simply a fractionalized FM dial with a lot of people playing music. But disco didn't do WABC in. It was FM technology. And it didn't do it in. It really is forcing it to change. WABC will rise again, but now as a talk station.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left, Ryan. It's come down to this, hasn't it?
About a minute and a half.
This is the beginning, Dan. I mean,
it is,
you know,
the beginning.
It's the beginning for you and for Rick and me, and it's the beginning for Al and for Jay and everybody here with Talk Radio. So this is the beginning. This isn't the end.
Okay.
And that's the way I like to look at it. That's the way I've always thought about it. Dan Ingram and Ron Lundy. Our last WABC show. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The last picture show or something? I had a good time today. I love you. Thank you so much for everything.
I love you too, Ron. My best friend in the whole world. It's been a lot of records over the turntables to make a very bad simile. There is one thing that I want to say that will be probably the last time that I, matter of fact, it will be the last time I will ever be able to say this on WABC. And the last thing I'm going to say is, this is WABC New York. I can't say that anymore, can I? But it's been a ball for almost 21 years for me, 17 years for you, Ryan, for almost 22 years of this programming that's been on the station all this time. And we'd like to play just a couple of things to nail it down.
I remember sitting in the backyard on a nice summer day with my little 6-transistor radio tuned to WABC and listening to all the great music they used to play, like the, you know, the Beach Boys and all those early sounds in the 60s. And I think that's what really got me tuned into rock and roll music. It was always WABC. And I really feel sorry that they went off the air, even though I hadn't listened to them in the last few years. I'm a pretty devoted listener to any WFM.
My memories are from when I was real young, and then also over the last few years. When I was a kid, we used to, in like 3rd and 4th grade, everybody used to bring in their radios to play WABC, all the Beatles and the Stones. And we used to all get our radios taken away from us. That's what I remember the most.
I'd like to thank WABC Radio for breaking in America's hardest rocking band, playing songs like Walk This Way and Dream On when FM radio pushed them aside.
As far as the old ABC goes, I mean, it was Saturday night with Cousin Brucey all the time.
I graduated from high school in the 60s, the mid-60s, and I went to school out in Emporia, Kansas. We used to get a little homesick out there, and every once in a while we could get WABC over the radio in Kansas. It would really help us out. It would help the homesick blues a little bit, per se.
The thing I remember the most about WABC was the jingle. I mean, aside from the music, it's just the constant, you know, the call letters and the dong, you know, the little gong you hear every once in a while.
The Beatles, number 11, WABC Chime Time is 3:15 in your Ingram.
All the weather on American
Loverly.
WABC.
Great day, isn't it? Sunny, warm, nice, beautiful. Temperatures in the 80s and 70s at the shore. Tonight, fair in the 60s in the city and the 50s in the suburbs. Ring-a-ding-a-cha-cha-cha. Variable cloudiness, warm and more humid tomorrow with a high in the 80s. And the outlook for Sunday, fair, seasonable temperatures and less humid. Looks like a great weekend. Right now, 82 WABC degrees. The world's largest outdoor saltwater pool is now open at Palisades Amusement Park, so come on over and dive in. 82 degrees in New York right now. Whoopee! All-American Radio in New York town. Big Dan Ingram on the go on 77 Radio. Hey, little Mary Wells, goody for this is my guy. Hitline rated number 9. The super hit sound is WABC. 3:20. Past 3 o'clock on All-American Radio. 82 degrees and gorgeous in New York town. Your Dan Ingram. More music. Here by Jan and Dean. It's called The Little Old Lady from Pasadena. Isn't that what it is? It's,
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
That's what I said, didn't I? Wow, who knows? Sing it, Jan and Dean.
The little old lady from Pasadena. Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenias.
WFM. We'll continue our tribute to WABC Music Radio. We'll talk with Scott Muni, Cousin Brucey, Bob Lewis, alias Bobaloo, Herb Oscar Anderson, alias HOA, Chuck Leonard, Rick Sklar, and others, and of course, lots more music from the Super Hit Survey after this. At 102.7 NEWFM, we continue our tribute to WABC.
The change that took place at WABC from a mishmash of music, I mean, they had Martin Block on the air, and they also had Alan Freed on the air, so they were doing a number of different things, and they thought, let's collectively get all this together and make a, as they called it then, a pop music station, where all the music played throughout the day and night would be basically the same type of music. And so they hired Herb Oscar Anderson and myself.
Scott Muni.
And then eventually in the next couple of weeks brought in some top jockeys from other markets and brought them to WABC. That was Chuck Dunaway from the Southwest, Jack Carney from St. Louis, Farrell Smith from Cleveland, Charlie Greer from Akron, and Bill Owen was on the air then as part of the music team. He was a staff announcer at ABC at the time. And so that became the Swingin' Seven at 77. And those are the postcards and pictures that floated around town for so long of various New York locations, Penn Station and Park Avenue, where I was on the motor scooter, and we all wore those raincoats, those sexy jobs and symbols, that kind of it got everything together, and it started that way. And then, of course, there were changes. Eventually, Dan Ingram came in, and then Cousin Bruce Morrow came in, and there were a few changes in and out, but basically we remained the same for quite a while and really set a pattern for what we were going to call a pop rock radio station in New York. And, of course, that's what happened. It was not an immediate success. It was a year or two before we had even a modicum of success. I guess it was too new and too different, but it came, and it came when it started to move. It moved rapidly, but it didn't move at first. And I guess word of mouth wasn't as popular then. And the other thing is, a lot of people didn't listen to radio for their music. They went out and bought their music, because there hadn't been any radio playing that kind of music. So if you were going to go buy records like that, you had to go to a record shop and buy them.
WABC became a phenomenon, became a lifestyle for one reason, because when they turned the radio on, they not only had the music, but they had their friend.
Cousin Brucey, Bruce Morrow.
Dan Ingram, their friend, yeah. Dan, Kemosabe, their cousin Brucey was on the radio. These are the people they leaned on. Scotso, I mean, come on, the M&M boys, that's what they used to call us, right? Muni and
yeah,
Morrow.
Right, yeah.
The Shirelles even did a song. Let Scott sing it for you one day if he dares. we became their family, their mishpucha. We were, cousin Brucey was
sure.
there. The kids would run away, they'd call me. Somebody was in trouble, they'd call Scott.
Mm-hmm.
They'd ask Dan for advice. We do commercials in our own styles. This was a thing that the agency started giving us commercials. They say, hey, let Brucey do his own. Let Ingram do his own. We want their credibility on the air. We developed a huge credibility with the audience because they knew that we cared and we were their friends. We were sharing their problems and their happinesses, and we were giving something besides the music.
Well, you had the element of show business. You had the element of personality, which a lot of radio stations don't let their announcers get into nowadays. You know, it's all...
Which I think is very wrong. What is happening to radio, which to me is the most intimate, lovely, sexy of all mediums, mass media, radio. You go to bed with it, sex with it, you have showers with it, you go to the bathroom with it, you in your car with it. You know, these are things I've been saying for years, and they're letting it go down the tubes. All right, everybody's talking about fractionalization. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If Station A wants to play music for people and appeal to people in red sweaters, Station B wants to appeal to people in blue sweaters, Station C is for people in jockey shorts, that's great. But nobody can tell me that the kind of radio that we perfected at WABC with Scott Muni and Brucey and Dan Ingram and Ron and all those guys, there's no room for it. Baloney. I still do these things every day. I work 7 days a week to this day on my radio station. I have four radio stations. Now, when I make appearances, I'm still at McDonald's. Last week, I was at the Hudson Valley Mall up in Kingston, New York. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people there. Hey, Brucey, how's your family? How old is DJ now? These are thousands of people. These are the mm-hmm. same people. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm worried about? I'm worried about the people that are making the decisions are forgetting a very important market, the market that grew up with the Cousin Brucey's and Scotty's and Danning. It's just there is room for radio the way I love radio, the way I do it.
Hello again. Here's my best to you.
Herb Oscar Anderson, known to all of us as HOA, got us up every morning and off to school.
Your sky's all gray. I hope they're blue. Good morning, everybody. This is Herb Oscar. It's going to be a beautiful day, and may you have a beautiful day and be a big part of it. And I'm so glad that you tuned in WABC. So glad that we could be together, and thank you so very much. I was at WABC twice. The first time I was there was with Martin Block and a whole bunch of people. And that... I really didn't. It wasn't a success. And I left WABC and went over to WMCA in a kind of a huff. And then I came back to WABC when it started Top 40. Actually, we more or less knew what we were going to be doing with the original WABC, but it seemed the management never was quite willing to let us go along. So we went over to WMCA and really started to move that. And then, of course, when Hal Neal came in and Rick Sklar came into WABC, then I went back, and I guess the rest is history. This is going to be a little strange because this really stands out in my mind to show you the impact that we had on the community at the time. I used to drive down West Side Highway at about, anywhere from around 5 to 6 in the morning, and I had a telephone in the car, and so Murray Barber was my director, and if I was running late, I'd start the show while I was in the car and just started on the phone, say, good morning, everybody. Sorry, I'm running a little bit late, but I'm on West Side Highway, and I'll be in the studio in just a second. In those mornings that I would be exceeding the speed limit on West Side Highway, and usually on the telephone because I was running late, a police car pulled me over right at the 79th Street Marina. And without even thinking, I just opened the door and waved my hand back to him and said, it's okay, fellas, it's Herb Oscar. With that, I closed the door and sped off again to look in my rearview mirror, and I saw two cops talking to each other like, you think this guy is for real? And I just kept going, and they just stood there. Now, I don't know if they just thought maybe I knew something that they didn't know, but just to show you the impact that the station was having, I didn't have a second thought about it. WABC was really an institution because I always had a saying that to the director and to the personnel that I was in. And the one side that I would really like to mention about the station and its great heyday was that it was a real friend to the people. And this is the thing that I kind of miss today. I listen to radio, and I want somebody to be friendly. I don't want someone just to call out records. Anybody can buy records and play records, and you always get down in a management dispute of who plays more records, or we'll give you a twofer or a threefer, as we used to call it. But more than that, and this is the one thing that I'm repeatedly asked, especially down in Florida, when they found out I lived in a particular area, was that it was a real friend. You could tune in the station, and you really felt as though you were listening to a friend. And we purposely set out on that course, because the one thing that New York, up until that time, had avoided was the average person. Everybody was broadcasting to Madison Avenue and the advertising agencies, and the one thing that WABC was able to do was to solidify a huge empire simply on the basis of, hey, look, we're not great, we're doing the best we can, but we want to be your friend. And very few people in radio today have that ability to be able to really consolidate all of their efforts into one thing. Tune in to us. We like you. We hope you like us. We're not the greatest in the world, nor do we pretend to be. But with that kind of a course, we didn't have to be.
At Eddie WFM, you're listening to a tribute to WABC.